There we go.
He's such a nice young man. It's hard to get him.
How are you?
That's a real advantage.
I was curious how crowded it was. Figured it'd be crowded.
We almost did it up in the firehouse.
All right. Are we on? Let's start with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening. This is the October 15, 2018 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
I know.
You're just giving me it.
I'm giving it to you. I don't want to reflect. Listen, again, yeah. I don't want to take up all your fun, yeah. So you go ahead.
I didn't even think that.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kilda?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Mardini?
Absent.
Mr. McTiernan?
Absent.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So first up, excuse me, we have some meeting minutes. Both of these were sent out by Denise. So the first set is August 20, 2018. And you can see the eligible members. Are there any questions or comments or concerns with those minutes?
I did already make a couple of those minor.
If you made some minor, that's fine.
Yep, correct.
So if there are no concerns, is there a motion to approve the minutes of August 20th?
I'll make the motion.
Second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Second set tonight are the minutes of October 1st, 2018. Any questions, comments, concerns on those? If not, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second.
David takes it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We have a resolution tonight. It is Annandale Village, LLC, Block 53, Lot 3, 6 West Street.
Yeah. I have changed some suggested revisions when you're ready that I'd like to read into the record.
Sure.
Okay. You let me know when you're ready. And if there's any other changes, I'll be happy to take them.
Yeah, let's do that. So this is off of the version that John last sent out. It's version 2.
Correct.
Good. So we all have that. You want to give us your...
Okay, so the changes that I have are from Ms. Kleinhans so far and from Mr. Bosenberg. So far, on page 4, we added an "an" and deleted an "s" in the word "units." On page 6, we added an "of," deleted an "an" in the word "and," deleted an "n" in the word "and," and added "and complied with" in paragraph B. On page 7, we added "and complied with" in paragraph B and corrected the spelling of "other." On page 11, we deleted a comma and added an extra, and deleted the extra "the." On page 16, we corrected the spelling of "consistency." Page 17, we added an apostrophe to the word "engineers" in paragraph C. And I have a question for you guys, per Ms. Kleinhans, whether it's Patriot Media or Comcast. Is it Do you know?
It used to be Pet Media. I don't think Pet Media exists anymore.
You think it's Comcast?
It could be Comcast.
It was in Kathy's report as Patriot Media. That's why it ended up that way. But if it's Comcast, we can.
It's probably a typo.
Right. So it's Comcast. We'll change it to Comcast. On page 20, we inserted a B at the top paragraph, the word B into the top paragraph. On page 26, we changed existing to new multifamily residential structure. Page 27, we deleted the not in the word not in the third sentence of paragraph F3. Mm. On page 28, we changed refuge to refuse in number 2 and changed current to accurate in number 7. And on page 29, we also changed refuge to refuse in paragraph 5 and corrected the term be issued in paragraph 9. And then per Mr. Rosenberg, we added on condition 4B, which says revise the plan to extend the parking lot buffers plantings to the east. In parentheses, we added this parking lot is adjacent to the church, just to be more clear. That's what we have so far. If there's any other changes, we're happy to add them. And we're going to add an I in the word subdivision in the heading.
I missed the word refuge.
And accommodate apparently has 2 M's.
That was an interesting one. An interesting type of refuge instead of refuge.
I know. Yeah. It came up like 7 times. So
it makes it through spell check.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So
I've had some things go through spell check that I have it correct and they have it wrong. Because then when I go look it up, Microsoft has the wrong thing in there.
All right. Anybody have anything else on that aside from those fairly minor but important edits? If not, is there a motion?
The members that are here.
It's
Ms. Kleinhans, Mr. Pfeffer, and Mr. Simon.
Okay, I move to approve the
second
resolution. Yep.
Okay, Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
And Mr. Simon?
Yes.
The motion part.
I didn't think hard about that.
Thank you.
Thank you for your proofreading, everybody.
Yes. The next up is a request for extension of time. Ingerman Development Company, LLC, Block 60.03, Lot 26, Application 2017-13.
I hear I caused John all sorts of problems trying to figure out how to edit a footnote.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been fixed. I believe
this is fairly straightforward. It's really just an extension of time to comply with the condition around the signing of the plans.
Yeah, it's a minor technicality.
We missed by a couple days, so we're just making it.
They've already been signed.
It's been signed.
That's correct. So it's just going back so that to clarify for their purposes that they've in fact been signed and have now met their deadlines. Right. Of what they needed to do.
So this is a pretty straightforward, just if you've only got it a couple days earlier, I know. Okay. Anybody have any questions or concerns?
No, but I have a correction under factual findings on page 3, number 2, third line. I think that's supposed to be quotes in front of proper.
Yeah, no period, right? That's what you're looking
at. Yeah, there's a period, and then there's, I don't know if it's a dot on the paper or what it is, but I think it's supposed to be quotes.
Oh, yep.
There. That's all I have. Everything else looks good to me.
That's a good one.
Okay.
You passed the Sioux test with just one.
Getting better, right? We got a lot of practice.
Okay. All right. So if no other concerns, is there a motion to approve that request for extension of time?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Scheich.
Yeah, so it's a request to approve and to adopt the resolution.
And to adopt the resolution.
And I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Scheich, you were the first, correct?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
I don't think I'm eligible.
Nope.
That's correct. Okay. Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Sine?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Now we have public hearing. Excuse me, John V. Alderman Person, Block 89, Lot 5, 1221 Route 31 South, application 201806. Applicant is seeking minor site plan approval to install roof-mounted solar panels on the existing game butcher building.
Good evening. My name is Kristen Perry, appearing for the applicant.
Hi, John Alderman Person. I am the applicant.
And you?
Chris Nusser with Engineering and Land Planning.
Good. You want to start us off? Or
are you giving an introduction, or do you would like me to swear in your witnesses?
Yeah,
I mean, I think that we all know that this is just an application that my client is proposing the installation of solar panels on a portion of the roof at the property on 1221 Route 31 South. Okay, why don't I swear in your witnesses? Okay, so Mr. Alderman Pearson?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just
raise my right hand or stand up?
Just stand up for 1 second. And then can you just spell your last name for me, please?
Nusser, Nusser.
And your first name again?
Christopher.
And your business address?
140 West Main Street, Highbridge, New Jersey.
And you are the applicant's
engineer.
Okay. And can you both raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and I'm going to also swear in the board planner. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, I think we have Good. Everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, this is a roof-mounted solar panels on the existing game butcher building.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you want to qualify me, just for the record, or?
We probably should. We've seen you've been
yes,
here
before. I've been here before.
I know. I probably took a little bit of liberty, but why don't you give us a real quick.
Sure.
Especially that you've been here before and been qualified.
Yes. Thank you. Again, Christopher Nusser with Engineering and Land Planning Associates. I'm a licensed professional engineer in good standing in the state of New Jersey. I have a Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering from Rutgers University, and I have testified before. And I've been accepted as an expert witness before numerous boards, including this one, your board of adjustment, along with many others.
Fairly recently, too, if I remember our cases. So.
Yeah.
So anybody have any questions or concerns about this applicant or the professional's qualifications? All right. We're
going to like to note for the record that Ms. Butcher just arrived.
Thank you. Just in time.
Just in time for this application.
Good. So you want to sort of tee up why
sure.
for us, why you're here, what this is involving, what the request is?
Sure. So we have, this is what was submitted with the board's package. I don't know if you still want it marked.
If it's the same as the board's package, we don't need it marked. Anything different than anything new, we will mark it, please.
If I put pen marks on it, I will mark it. So we have, again, as we said, the existing game butcher site. I'm sure you're all very familiar with it. It is immediately adjacent to the municipal complex. It is just south of it on Route 31. The property contains the existing game butcher facility located on the south central portion of the property and an existing one-story frame dwelling. We're here tonight because the applicant is looking to install solar panels on the rear portion of the roof of the existing Game Butcher building. And as your ordinance requires site plan approval for such an installation, here we are. We could be here for a waiver of site plan had there already been a site plan on file, but as there isn't, we are here before you. The property has been a meat processing facility for well over 44 years. Mm-hmm. The applicant, who will give a little bit of testimony for you, his family purchased the property in 1974. Have a deed for you, which we will mark.
Right, just on that issue, do you want to talk about that issue a little bit, or do you want me to talk about that issue for the board?
Yeah.
Because there is a little bit of, there's a jurisdictional issue, so I just...
Help me understand.
Yeah, because
you want to
speak to it first. I'm happy to let you speak to it, and then I can...
Well, I mean, it was kind of simplified. Jonathan, respectfully, and I talked about it and talked about what would constitute sufficient evidence for a continuation of use.
Right.
So
what we have is the ordinance. Well, we have the deed from 19.
Well, okay. So just to give a background, so the board doesn't. I don't think the board has.
I don't think a lot of folks.
Okay. So the applicant is potentially a pre-existing non-conforming use, but there hasn't been a demonstration of such to this point. So in order to actually continue. I let them sort of
right.
start and thinking that we would hear some testimony on the issue, but there's nothing that establishes the permissibility of this use here at this point. Okay, so the current zoning ordinance doesn't allow this type of use. So they have to establish, in order for this board, the planning board, to hear this application, they have to establish that their use is a pre-existing non-conforming use. Okay, because their use is not presently permitted. So I was waiting for them to get there a little bit. So there's a couple different ways that an applicant can do that. You can come in with a resolution of approval. You can come in with some testimony and an ordinance that establishes that when you came in, a long time ago, there was either no ordinance on the books. At that time, there was an ordinance that permitted you at the time that you came in. You can potentially hear some testimony that convinces you of when they came in as to why you believe they're permitted. So I'm going to let them put on their case on that issue.
So this has nothing to do with solar and
that's
solar.
That's right. So you have to hear a little bit first.
Like
I think before we continue on the solar,
right.
I want the board to just hear that issue because otherwise... The board really, can't act on the solar. Even if it's a simple application, the board has to hear that aspect first, in our opinion, our office's opinion.
Yeah, Tom.
Just to add a point or two, the site itself is in the C1 zone, which allows for a number of permitted uses, which include a meat market, seafood market, other similar type retail facilities, and a whole list of other uses. But the meat market is really the closest one to this use. So my understanding is that this use has both a processing component whereby somebody could bring in. I know everyone's familiar with the site, or at least I believe they are. To process, let's say, a deer, and there's also prepackaged goods for sale. So there may be a component that is already permissible, but there is that processing element that is not technically permitted by the zone as of this point.
How about the residential? Isn't there a residential? Is that
well? The existing situation is that there's two principal uses. There's as I understand, there's a single family home on the property.
Right.
Then there's this the Game Butcher itself. So two principal uses that have existed for some period of time. The only change being proposed are these solar panels. Is
correct.
My understanding. Roof-mounted solar panels. So it's a question of, to Katie's point, does the board have enough information or knowledge to confirm that they can hear this application from a jurisdiction standpoint moving forward?
I'm just a point of clarification just for me. Bishops on Route 22,
yep.
They sell all sorts of different foods. They have a butcher in the back that chops things up and makes them into those bits and pieces that somebody else in my family buys, thank God. Is that viewed as a different function than the processing function associated with
it? We went down this road and explored it with a few different planners with much more experience than myself. And the issue is that with a a typical butcher that you don't bring, let's say, a whole animal to, mm-hmm. that they've been pre-prepared, let's say, a carcass that they then carve up. So it's an issue of, disposing of certain, more refuse, that sort of thing.
So this is...
There's more nuisance
like
factors. Yeah. Sorry, is that any?
I never know how to pronounce it. It used to be French, probably.
Abattoir.
Okay. You know, where you take a whole carcass, a small slaughterhouse.
My understanding mm-hmm. that's the difference. And zoning actually has its roots in differentiating a location from a slaughterhouse, and separating it from residents. Okay. So there is a distinction to your point.
They are related. I want the applicant to talk, but just to try to tee it up.
That was my goal.
I was trying to understand. It sounds like there's two issues, or there's one issue.
There's only one issue tonight. They're only here for the solar panels.
But as far as pre-existing non-conforming goes,
Is it the processing versus the, or is it the dual use? That's what I'm trying to get my head around.
The dual use is less. No, it's really the processing element. To your question, it's the total package. They're not requesting a D2. Pre-existing non-conforming.
They couldn't.
Variance. They couldn't before you. They're not requesting a use variance. Right. It's not a Section 68 variance where they're trying to indicate that they have existed before the ordinance. It's a matter of offering information that the board may interpret one way or another.
That either permitted or that they were permitted. Sorry.
Wait. I'm going to say something that I never talk at these meetings, but you have to go one at a time.
Sorry.
You're driving me crazy. Okay.
So the board may take this information one way or another and make a decision as to whether or not, it applies in this case.
Okay, now let's hear straight from the applicants.
Okay. So,
Market A1 Street. It's a copy. Is a copy of a copy of sale from July 1974 when the applicant's parents took ownership of the property. At that time, well, why don't you speak a little bit to what it was when they purchased it and how your family has used it since.
Okay. My parents purchased this property from the Schwedes back in 74, and it was, at the time, it was a slaughterhouse, an abattoir. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was operated... We operated as a slaughterhouse from 74 up until about probably 1987, 88. And then that part of the business went out. And now all we do from that point on till the present is a seasonal beer processing business.
Just to clarify, when you purchased it, it was also a single-family residential home on the property as well?
Correct.
Okay.
So can you elaborate on the seasonal aspect, what that season, the range of that season?
September through February.
And when it's not in season, what do you do for the remainder of the year? What is the nature of the business?
It's pretty much just vacant for at the, you know, it's not open.
It's not open from the other from March to.
No, it has not been. No, from March till August.
Do we know? I mean, I'm familiar with the beginnings of our land use ordinances from other research. Senator Lance came to talk about subdivision to a group of people back in 1968. And in the subsequent years, I can't recall if it was 70 or 71, we began to have an honest-to-God land use ordinance. I guess the MLUL began about that.
74.
Was it 74? Okay.
Yeah. So when your family purchased the property,
mm-hmm.
it was already
an existing business at that point. Mm-hmm. So they bought the business and the property in 74 as an existing business, mm-hmm. which that started, I believe, probably back into the 50s.
Okay.
So what's the difference? I know what's the difference between, you said it was a more classical slaughterhouse until the 80s. And a game processor.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Difference is the slaughtering part of it was when animals came, obviously live, and we were okay. And then we would slaughter them there, and we'd process them there. Now we just process.
Got it.
The hunters bring the animals to us, and we process them.
So the difference
being the animal has been.
Yeah, the waste is minimized.
Yes. Absolutely. As compared to the slaughterhouse operation.
Yeah. Katie, in order for us, if we decide that it is pre-existing non-conforming, in order to approve a site plan, do they need a variance to make it pre-existing non-conforming, or can we just move ahead with?
You can move ahead. I mean, I had a couple of questions, but
yeah. Sure.
You don't need a variance. You would just make that determination.
Okay.
Essentially establishing that they're, or confirming, I guess, that you believe that they're permitted. Do you have a have you done any research to find a copy of any older ordinances? According to the research that our office has, there was ordinances dating back to the 50s. So do you know at all what the permissibility of the use was dating back to the time when the use was existing in the 70s?
Our research, I mean, we reached out to the County Planning Board because they are keeper of all ordinances, and they were not able to provide us with anything usable, unfortunately, on there. What I do know is your current land use ordinance was adopted in 1983 and then readopted in 95. Prior to that, I was not able to find any records of a land use ordinance in place.
So we know that meat markets are permitted as of right within the zone. What, I guess, percentage of your business relies on the retail component? Prepackaged goods for sale at the store or online?
At this point, probably about 15% of our business. Hopefully that's going to grow.
But we're certainly not saying that the butchering aspect is ancillary to the retail portion. You're primarily a service business, not a sales business?
Primarily right now it's a service for processing. We'd like at some point in time to become open for, you know, year round. That's the goal.
Okay.
So have you been, since you owned it, in front of any of these? Have you filed applications? Have you had any interaction kind of with the township over that 40-some years?
On me personally, no.
Yeah, or approvals, or you're aware of your family, right?
There's been Board of Health approvals, but
yeah.
No zoning approvals.
Right. That's kind of what
We do have Board of Health. I have State Board of Health and County Board of Health inspections. The state is for We are a contributing butcher for the help hunters helping the hungry. So we have to have that inspection from the state and the township, the county board of health for the retail aspect of it.
Were there ever any construction permits used in the last however many years on the facility?
No, never had to have.
Did you get a construction permit from the solar that's there now?
Yes.
You said yes. Solar that's there now.
The solar, I I don't know. My father did that years ago.
Not, sure, yeah.
I wouldn't know that. I don't know.
No, I was just wondering because that would have triggered zoning things as well. But
yep.
So where does that leave us here? I'm just trying to get my head around, after a long day, my head around what the...
So you have to make a determination if you've heard of it. If there's anything else that you can ask, if there's anything else they would like to add to clarify their position, and then ultimately you have to decide if you think you've heard enough to have them have had established themselves as a permitted non-conforming use. If they have, they can go forward.
So what I'm hearing so far, and I'm sort of asking, but what I'm hearing is primarily it's been 44 years and no one's challenged it, or there's been no reason to disagree with it. If I'm summarizing sort of the case here, that it was purchased as that, and it could have been longer because the testimony is that it was already operating.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's 50, 60 years, I don't know, it's before my time, that it's been run as it is, and that's the testimony, and is that sufficient for us to say that's been there a long time, and that's, you know.
I mean, do we all agree that it doesn't meet current zoning? I mean, that's kind of my opinion right now, is that they don't meet the current ordinance, because even if...
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
I defer that a little more to is it this definition of...
We looked into it, and it's not exactly black and white, but the way we interpret it is that, again, when you have the whole animal brought to the site and it's broken up into smaller pieces and then processed. But to the applicant's point, it's not being slaughtered on site either. So it's a scale issue. It's been there for so long without any nuisance issues or impacts to the community. It's in a very visible part of the township. People know it's there.
That's kind of where I am. It's been there for over 50 years. It's close to the current zoning use. It's a little gray there, but it's not like...
It could be interpreted.
I mean,
it doesn't seem to me.
Looking at the ordinance itself, I mean, we break it down into retail sales establishments and then retail service establishments, and they're nowhere near one of the allowable service establishments, which is like barber and beauty shops and stuff like that. But that doesn't bother me because they have been here for so long that it feels pre-existing, non-conforming, and...
I'm not hearing an explicit prohibition here based on what is allowed. And moreover, it seems to me to be a fait accompli. We're talking 40, 50 years plus, as you pointed out, in a very visible location, well known to the community. I'm very aware of the business, I've seen it. So,
I think when you look at the totality of it, the age, and then, I mean...
You can hardly argue that this is...
A little butcher takes a half of a steer... And cuts it up from there, So the deer are gutted when they're killed by the hunters. So it's like it's even the use is very close to a butcher. So I'm with Sandra.
The name itself is Game Butcher. So mm-hmm. Meat Market Butcher.
There's hardly anything misleading in the title.
Yes. It's well understood.
Can't be more explicit than that.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. Right. And there are similar uses in the community that do exist and that meet the threshold of being a permitted use.
Right. I mean, I'm...
Are we allowed to approach this from different viewpoints and get to the same conclusion? Because I have no problem with it being pre-existing non-conforming, but I don't see this as a permitted use under the current ordinance. But does that matter? If I see it that way, they see it a different way, and we all think at the end of the day it's good to go?
As long as
you can kind of... Right.
kind of come to some rationale here, which I think we're getting to, which is it's been 50 years.
Yeah.
It's very close in the definition. So
for one reason or another, the board has jurisdiction.
Yeah. Right. So does anyone disagree on the board? Anyone who hasn't said anything? If not, do we need to make a...
If you want to do a little, I mean, straw poll. It sounds like you're all, I don't see any names, but...
Unless you want me to say, do you want to do a little roll call or a vote? Do we feel that you're comfortable with the jurisdiction?
If you want to just do that so that it's, so I can make a finding in the resolution.
Right, that we found that it was...
That would be helpful, I think.
So, why don't we just sort of ask to say, poll the group or vote if they find it. They're comfortable that we have jurisdiction based on the testimony and the discussion we've had.
Okay. So based on what Chairman said, this is going to be to see if you feel that Planning Board has jurisdiction over this application. Ms. Butcher?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Seems unanimous for members here.
Good. So, I'm also glad that we come in, the applicant came in and comes in, and it's better to kind of get in and have the discussion than not. So, okay.
Thank you, Grandma. Right.
So,
back we go. On to this minor site plan that we are here for. Again, for the solar panels on the southern half of the rear portion of the building. That makes sense. So just a quick outline of the site for you. I know you're all very aware. Route 31 is located on the east of the property. You have an access drive that brings you into a large paved area. And you have the existing Dean Butcher building, the existing dwelling. There is called not marked. There's parking areas. There's parking areas within that paved area for tenants of the residential building, as well as the patrons and employees of the Game Butcher facility. There's already, as I'm sure you're again aware, solar panels on the front portion of the Game Butcher building that are visible as you're driving north on Route 31. So I would say if you look at George's Plumbing, which is just to the south of us, here at this property, his panels are a little bit more obvious than ours. We're set back 350 plus feet from the right-of-way line and the highway. This portion of the roof that we're proposing panels on is a fairly flat roof. It's not a completely flat roof, but it's a flatter roof section and has a parapet wall on it that comes up on the sides. So the panels, actually, where they're placed will be below that parapet. So from a visibility standpoint, where you can see the existing panels on the front portion of the building, this rear portion, it's a taller section of the roof, it's a flatter section of the roof, and it has this parapet wall in place. So there's no visibility of it from anybody unless they're in a hot air balloon or an airplane or helicopter and they're above the site. So from that perspective, it won't create any nuisance, it won't create any visual impact on any of the neighbors or anybody, including myself, driving up and down Route 31 on the way to work or wherever they're going during the day. There are some conditions requirements of the ordinance, such as shall not be taller than 6 feet mm-hmm. off of the roof. It shouldn't be taller than the highest portion of the roof. And we will comply with all of those requirements in the ordinance. So that's pretty straightforward. Unless you have some questions for me.
I don't. Anybody have any questions or concerns on the solar panels and the location and all that?
the whole structure is affixed to the roof, so it's following the contour of the building, right? So
correct.
And it's pretty much not, if I'm looking at it right, it's probably pretty much not visible from 31 or...
Yeah, you can't see that section of the roof.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're higher up topographically to where the building is. It's the taller section of the building, and again, you have that parapet that blocks it out.
Of course, you're saying it conforms completely. There's no variances. You're just sign exceptions or waivers, so...
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun.
That never happens.
That's why it's a little surprising, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody have any... Tom, anything from your...
Well, just to be clear, for your client's benefit, there's the panel, or the area of panels shown on the plans, but there's an existing area of panels?
Correct. There's an existing area on the front section.
So you're seeking approval for both?
Yes, if that makes things cleaner and neater for everybody, yes.
Just for the permitting process, so it's on the record.
So it's on the record.
Yeah, approval for the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah, and that's already existing.
Yeah.
And installed.
And it's expected that this will generate similar to or less than the consumption on site.
Yeah. What's consumption wise? Is this going to make you a net zero on your electric bill, or are you still going to have?
We'll still have somewhat of an electric bill, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's no variances or anything for the initial set of, that you complied, the initial set of panels complied as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's...
Anything you guys...
As we discussed, it does not represent an expansion of the use at all, so it really is just a utility material issue, so the board is able...
These are panels that are going to be owned, right?
That
correct.
Owned.
Yes.
Okay. So, if there's no other questions or concerns, what are we doing here? A motion for minor site plan approval to install those solar panels as well as cover the previously installed solar panels.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
And Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. We have... new business vouchers. Denise sent them out. I have reviewed them. I am okay. Anybody have any questions or concerns? If not, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
One second. You can second.
Ms. Kleinhans.
Ms. Kleinhans, second?
Yep.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay.
Yes.
The motion carries.
That's really it. I guess if there's anything, reports.
I'll take maybe just a couple of seconds on the council to some of the things we did there on the planning board. As we may have mentioned, we introduced the AA8 zoning ordinance for heavy farm affordable housing and suspended the process because we felt we needed some changes to it. We deemed the changes after two mediation sessions with the judge's special master and the applicant of developers. They were significant. So we canceled, it's kind of an interesting thing actually, we canceled the initial version of the ordinance and then introduced an amended version of the ordinance. And there were a few things, you know, mostly setbacks, including a 50-foot setback for the property, the entire parcel, and a little bit more elaboration in terms of the placement of buildings. The apartments, we felt, particularly the low-income ones, should go closer to Annandale Village, and such that, presuming we do a pedestrian access pathway, that walking distance is short, things like that. So it was introduced, and The 200-foot letters were sent out again to about somewhere between 25 and 30 folks. So that's up for adoption and public hearing on November 7th. We adopted parking ordinance, which is really a minor. We have a case that this planning board has heard, the country griddle. The building actually protruded into the public right-of-way as near as we could determine it to be, after looking at maps back to the 20s and everything. So we had, we had given them an easement over the public right-of-way. Since the building got demolished and the bank doesn't protrude, we revoked the easement. So that right-of-way is now clean. We did a bond ordinance of $500,000 for the demolition and removal of structures on Windy Acres and to provide access to that property along last week. We have been working with DEP to obtain a permit to repair the bridge that exists there today on an emergency basis, so it doesn't take years. And in order to effect the demolition of the structures, we're planning to drop a Bailey Bridge, temporary bridge, on top of the current one, supported by some dirt piles, basically. DEP basically said, why don't you guys just, you know, like, build on either end of this thing a more permanent abutment, you know, without touching the stream, and drop the Bailey Bridge on there permanently. So we're investigating that. It made a whole lot of sense. And hopefully we'll end up with a Bailey Bridge that's a permanent structure there in fairly short order, and then we'll, you know, do the cleanup. We hope not to spend the whole sum, but, you know, we didn't want to come back twice.
Excuse me, Mayor?
Yes.
Bailey Bridge?
A Bailey Bridge is...
is it B-A-I-L?
B-A, like Beetle Bailey.
Okay.
In the old cartoon. It's every racetrack I've ever been into, to get from outside the track to what's called the paddock in the middle, there was always this galvanized truss bridge that was dropped onto a couple of hills.
Okay.
It's a very widely used military span a small river kind of a structure.
Okay.
And so it's got that name.
Well, that would be tremendous if you can get something there. That was always the worry about trying to...
Yeah, they were going to give us an okay and probably have it. I can't remember that detail. I think we are okay to repair the current abutments, which are, you know, basically the bottom of the abutments in midair. So, but we may not have to do those repairs if we can adequately support the bridge at either end. So that's what Jess is working on now.
Do you have to even apply for that, or that's a permit by rule, right?
It's a C1 stream, so yes. It's not a nice
thing.
That's
the issue.
That helped thwart Windy Acres housing development, but it does make anything else we do complicated. The bond ordinance, we did another bond ordinance for $525,000, and that is purchasing surge capacity from Kevin Benbrook at this point in time. And the list price is $100 a gallon. The negotiated price is $75. So if you can do the division, that's what we needed to QS to sort of top up the sewage that we feel we have control over in such an amount where we can now sewer all of our 100% affordable projects sponsored by the town. So those were adopted, and that was about it.
So this will address all the 8 affordable housing?
No. The way the agreement works with Fair Share Housing is that there's a priority listing for all of the developments. Since the 100%ers that are sponsored by us generate a larger quantity of affordable housing per dollar expended, those are the top priority. Since we're a sponsor, one of our commitments is to acquire the utilities. So this now completes the acquisition of all the sewage required. We had acquired every gallon of, you know, kind of free capacity in the system. And this was what was, you know, what additional was required to bring us up to what we need. For the other projects, Headley Farm is the next one for priority. And then all the way at the end, Dalton Place. And the tighter utility is actually water. We do have water for Beaver Avenue and Marukian, but because of the ordinance that the town of Clinton has, we can't quite, you know, fully get our hands on it for the Lecompte property. So we've done pretty much everything we need to do right now, or can do right now, to ensure that our that those 100% projects go forward. And I, you know, just one other really small comment: the qualified allocation program for financing is in the midst of changes. They should be published in the New Jersey Register pretty soon. One of the changes, and I don't know if John knows this, Kate, or not, is that if a 9% project is approved in a particular census district, and the census district for us is our town, you have to wait another year before you can make application for another 9% project. That will displace the Lecompte project by a year. And so we don't think, the developer doesn't think we're going to get 9% on this round for Marukian. The QAP is more favorable for the 2019 family round for us. We think it'll be a perfect project with some tiebreakers. But so, you know, Lecompte slips a year probably because of that. We'll know sometime in November, presuming they hit their schedule for making awards. And then Lecompte would then slip pretty much 2 years. So, and I'll be quiet.
Well, that's good. Good updates.
Were there any issues with, I'm just going back to the first thing you talked about with Headley. Were there any issues with the delays on the ordinance with respect to the timeline we have for the settlement?
Oh, no, no. The whole process was, the good Mr. Drill requested an extension from the judge for a compliance hearing, and that was granted. And that is December 22nd at 9 a.m. in Somerville.
Okay.
So that was granted, and presuming we adopt in November, it's more than enough time to meet that date. So everything is pretty much going according to plan.
Good. Anything else? Ordinance subcommittee, I don't think they've met since the last time. Open space.
We met. We talked further about the deer culling initiative. And in fact, we haven't had the agenda call yet for next council meeting Wednesday week. But on that agenda should be some enabling changes in our open space and parks ordinance to allow, first of all, to make sure that we're clear from a legal perspective to possess guns and actually use them on these properties. It looks like there's an exception there, but you know, Trishka is going to make sure she's comfortable legally, and also to extend opening hours. Again, there's some legal language there, but we want to make sure that we either make the changes now or are satisfied with the current language to allow that the hunting to proceed. And that was really the substance of the discussion with the open space.
Good. Environmental, who is the, it might be me, but I don't, I haven't been invited to a meeting in months. So
have they met?
If it's me, I'm just writing a note to say, have they met?
Councilman Kochanowski says the same thing. He's not gotten an invite in ages.
It's been months, so there's. I'll follow up. But
I gave him a little prod about, you know.
Yeah, for a while.
I'm not hearing anything, you know.
I'll check. Okay. So obviously there's nothing else. That's it.
Would you adjourn?
Second.
Yeah, unless. You're just.
No, I'm waiting for you to adjourn.
Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn. Yep. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Good evening.
Yeah, this I can do tomorrow.
You want to?
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. I'll fix it. Yeah, I'll fix it. Okay.